The next patient is Carla Johnson. This is the case of a 59-year-old African-American female that is coming to the practice because of the presence of chronic kidney disease stage 4 and proteinuria. We had the opportunity to see Mrs. Johnson on December the 14th of 2023. At that time, she had been responded very well to the administration of SGLT2 inhibitors, and the severe proteinuria started to subside at that time. Later on, we have add the administration of Kerendia to the drugs that we use, and we were hoping to see a drastic change in the evaluation today, but unfortunately we noticed that the patient is weighing as much as she used to weigh before, 302 pounds. As a consequence of that, the blood pressure went up. The serum creatinine has remained 2 milligrams per cent. The estimated GFR is 28 mLs per minute. However, the proteinuria went back to 4.4 grams per gram of creatinine, which is not acceptable. We tried to give the information and the explanation regarding diet necessary to follow for insulin resistance. That is her problem. And the information given was regarding videos that explain very well the problem with the insulin resistance and the need to change and explore the diet. The diet was reiterated, and the patient seems to understand that she has to get determined following this. Following number, the patient has type 2 diabetes that is out of control. Hemoglobin A1C is okay. 8.2. That in this particular case is very high. Following number, proteinuria that we already explained. Following number are essential hypertension. I don't think that this is a matter of adjusting the medications. This is a matter of following the diet and the recommendations that we have been given for several months. Following number, morbid obesity. Following number, the hemoglobin is 9.2. The patient is followed by Dr. Cordova, C-O-R-D-O-B-A. He is running tests for this anemia. This anemia could be related to the CKD4, but at the same time could be related to iron deficiency, blood loss, poor absorption in the presence of generalized fluid retention. And those entities are going to be ruled out. Following number, vitamin D deficiency on supplementation. Following number, hypothyroidism on replacement therapy. and following over hyperlipidemia that is under control. We are going to reevaluate the case in 3 months with laboratory workup. Period. I also emphasize to the patient the poor prognosis regarding kidney function and kidney outlook. If the patient continues the way she goes, we will be facing renal replacement therapy soon.